Welcome to the weekly astrology, actually not weekly, welcome to the fortnightly astrology forecast and cosmic weather with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson of Radiant Creators. Fortnight, for you American heathens, that's 2 weeks. We don't tend to know these things. Here in Scottsdale, Arizona, it's kind of like the same temperature as Mars right now, and Fiona is over in the lush greenness of paradise, probably sitting in a stone circle right now.
Yes, I am.
I thought so.
How did you do that?
Well, I could just tell, you know. You left your video on. Yeah. So this fortnightly, we'll be talking about the next 2 weeks, and that's going to be the week of the 10th and the week of the 17th. So how are things going, Fiona, over there in Ireland? And, well, what are the stars looking like the next fortnight?
Yeah, Ireland's pretty humid at the moment. Really, really humid. Like, this has been like the wettest summer that I can remember. Ireland is always pretty wet, but this summer it has just been like rain every day. It's been really warm, so it's just like unbearable humidity. And the thing about I guess Europe in general, but especially like the UK and Ireland, is that we don't have any air conditioning. So we've got like a lot of hot and bothered and frizzy people wandering around. But let's look at the stars. And I just wanted to quickly mention about this weekend. So the moon is in Aries. I don't really mention the moons that much, apart from the lunations, like the full moon and the new moon and the eclipses. But the moon is in Aries all weekend, and it's going to make things a little feisty because it's building a conjunction towards Chiron. So Chiron is the wounded, the planet of wounds, of pain. And then Aries, he's quite angry. So the potential is there to have a lot of hot and bothered people maybe ranting at you for like not wearing your mask, maybe like road rage incidents, things like that. Because Mars is in its shadow period, it's going to go retrograde in like a month. So just be careful when you're out and about this weekend that there may be some loonies to deal with, and just take it easy. So actually today Venus has gone into Cancer, so that's a super nice placement. It's very soft and loving. It promotes family, spending time with your family, eating with your family, hanging out at home, stuff like that. But it may be a bit difficult in like a week from now, because it's going to make a square to Chiron, but let's not talk about that just yet. So the next aspect that we have is on the 9th, and it's a nice trine from Mercury, the planet of communication, to Chiron. So that day we'll have some really nice conversations with our loved ones. We can talk about Chiron related topics like astrology, healing, natural medicine, astronomy, all of the ancient practices that we, you know, society has kind of lost its connection with those practices. On the 10th of August, the next day, Mercury is in square to Uranus. That's the type of day where we may get some surprising news, or we have a conversation that shocks us, or there's some kind of like weird stuff going on in the media that's very surprising and unexpected. The next couple of days, the 11th and the 12th, the Sun is in conjunct, which is a minor aspect to Jupiter and Neptune. So you're not really going to feel that, but it's quite good for creative activities, anything to do with spirituality. So on the 13th of August, this is kind of like a red flag day. So this is when Mars, the planet of war, energy, aggression, makes a square to Pluto. So this is all about power struggles, feeling really motivated to get somewhere, but then we may kind of run over other people's feelings to get there. We may be in conflict with people on that day. On the plus side, it's a good day for bedroom activities with our partners, so you can express the energy in a positive way. The next aspects that we have are a couple of minor aspects on the 14th and the 15th. So Mercury is making some quincunxes to Jupiter and Neptune. Our conversations may be a little bit odd over those couple of days, but it's nothing really major to worry about. It's a good time to read some fiction, study astrology, stuff like that. So this is quite a big event. So this is on the 15th of August. Uranus actually goes retrograde. So a retrograde planet is when it appears to be moving backwards throughout the sky. It's not really, it's an optical illusion, but the energetic effects are very real. We feel those effects in our lives. So Uranus is the really unpredictable planet that causes unexpected changes. And it's going to be transiting through Taurus for a good long time. It's going to be like another 5 years, I think. And well, it's really all about our comfort zones being shaken up. We no longer have a comfort zone, basically, with this transit. But with Uranus going retrograde, we probably will see. Uranus is a rebellious planet. It's all about, people kind of rebelling against existing structures, which we're kind of seeing. And actually, when it goes retrograde, the people become a little less rebellious and kind of more, I don't want to say sheep-like, but more likely to conform with all of the kind of COVID stuff. So that's one to watch out for. It actually is moving back towards making a square to Saturn. So watch out for that. Although personally, I'm kind of glad for the retrograde because it's making a square to a bunch of planets in my chart, and that's going to take the pressure off me. So you will have your own individual transits happening. Those are going to be more important than, the stuff that I'm talking about. So make sure that you check your chart. So the 16th of August, there are a couple of aspects going on. Venus is in square to Chiron. That's going to cause some relationship issues, possibly some wounds or triggers being kind of aggravated. It can also cause issues with women, like your sister, your mother, your friend, your lover. That's a day to watch out for. The Sun is in trine to Mars on the same day. So a trine is a good aspect, it's a positive one, but as it's happening in fire signs, we may be a little bit feisty. So you want to kind of make sure that you tone that kind of fiery side of you down if you want to not have any relationship issues. There's a lot of aspects this fortnight, actually. So the next aspects that we have are this on the 17th of August. Mercury is in trine to Mars and the Sun is conjunct Mercury. Those are going to be a busy couple of days in terms of communication, Facebook messages, phone calls, lots of videos being shared on social media, stuff like that. So if you're the type of person that has, maybe you're sensitive to a lot of stimulation, you might want to like turn off your Facebook for the day. Because otherwise you're not going to get anything done. So on the 18th of August, Venus is in sextile to Uranus, which is a really nice aspect that actually can bring in a fresh of breath air into our partnerships. Finances should be going well. On the 19th of August, we have a new moon in Leo. So a new moon is when the sun and the moon are both in the same sign. So they're sitting side by side in the sky in the same sign, and it's all about new beginnings. A new moon in Leo is a good, sounds like a good time. We're going to be feeling kind of fired up in a good way. We'll be feeling more confident, happier, but you want to check your ego. On a new moon, like the chances of people's egos getting out of control is pretty high. But overall, it's quite well aspected, so I'm actually really looking forward to that one. And then, lastly, on the 20th of August, Mercury enters Leo. Or sorry, Mercury enters Virgo. We've already had the Leo transit, so Mercury in Virgo, we will become more cautious about the conversations that we have. When Mercury was transiting Leo, we kind of blurted things out without really thinking about them. And in Virgo, it's totally different. So we'll be wanting to research, pore over, a lot of texts, study. We'll be more quiet. We'll prefer to study by ourselves and read books rather than have a lot of conversations. So that's the stars for the next 2 weeks. There's a lot going on, but they seem to be pretty stable compared to last week's.
Yeah, and Mercury enters Virgo. What day is that? What?
Mercury enters Virgo on the 20th of August,
Okay,
which,
20th.
yeah,
Gotcha.
that's a Thursday.
20th. Perfect. Well, Mercury entering Virgo, that sounds fun. My south node is Virgo, so that's fun. Yeah, well, just hiding from the world and reading books, that sounds like my ideal time. So if that's, charged up, I'll take it. A new moon in Leo on the 19th. That sounds wonderful. I mean, I love the, following the new moons and the full moons. And a new moon, of course, is that nice, beautiful, positive energy. And a new moon in Leo, it's a happy, family, loving sign. So that just sounds nice. That's a nice energy to look forward to. And Uranus going retro on the 15th. That's interesting, isn't it? That really is. I mean, because Uranus is definitely a planet that there's your futuristic energy, big. It makes me wonder, how long does it, do you know how long that your Uranus is going to be retrograde?
Let me just look at my chart here, to see when it goes direct. So it actually goes direct. It goes retrograde for a long time, because it's a slow planet. So it's going to be retrograde until next year.
Till next year.
Yeah, I don't have the exact date here in front of me, but the more outer planets go retrograde for a long time.
So next year. Well, that's really something because it makes me wonder when you look at Uranus and the general, futuristic, rebellious nature of it, and we've been seeing a lot of things blowing up. We've been seeing a lot of the politics of the world are quite extreme. Australia wants to, I mean, geez, go like Stone Age with their lockdown right now and things. So we're seeing a lot of agitation in things that I would sort of wonder if, as we're moving into this, transit, we're kind of in that transit zone since this is going to be a long retro. And, it makes me wonder, wow, is some of the craziness we're seeing, possibly just related to this retrograde period starting? Because I guess you could say it's kind of with Mercury retrograde. We always think about the shadow periods, and it makes me wonder, wow, are we feeling the shadow period, coming up to this Uranus retro? Because it's a, Uranus, that's Aquarius, that's a pretty, that's a big player.
Yeah, it is a big player. It is. I mean, I think that we're definitely all feeling the Mars shadow. So I've noticed that a lot of people are struggling with boundaries. And for me, like every time Mars goes retrograde, there's a lot of people that try to shove you out of the way when you're in the grocery store, or those people that park like really close to you so you can't get your door open. And just people like pushing your boundaries to see how far they can go. So I've noticed that that's happening already. And honestly, this Mars retrograde that we're going to experience is going to be pretty bonkers because it's going to square all of the Capricorn. I call them the big daddy planets because they are like daddies in the sky, Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto. There's probably going to be a lot of violence at that point, I have to say, and a lot of things going on behind the scenes to do with like the globalists and just kind of dirty stuff going on there. And of course, it's retrograde. It goes retrograde in September, and then it ends in November. But then we're not out of the shadow until January. So we're going to be under that energy for a good long time.
Oh my, and that's awesome. So that'll be, we'll be in Mars retrograde during the US election, window basically. Wow. Well, that's going to be interesting enough time as it is, but with Uranus, going retro, well, being retro at that point, and then also the, Mars being retro, that's just going to make for an even more explosive and interesting and violent time, which, I'm looking forward to personally. I mean, let's bring it.
Yeah, I think so. And just something else that I forgot to mention is like I've noticed the pattern, especially over here, in Europe, but I've noticed the pattern that when we have Mars retrograde, we have a lot of heat waves. And because this is, going to be in a fire sign, like Mars hasn't been retrograde in Aries since 1988. I expect the weather because the astrology affects the weather. I mean, we just had a bunch of eclipses in Cancer, which is a water sign, and we just had torrential rain here, for months. So yeah, I think there's going to be heat waves definitely in Europe, possibly in the States and, Australia and maybe other places.
That'll make things interesting. So, yeah, Mars retro and Aries, that's it, right? And last time was 1988. It would be interesting. I'll have to look at some of the weather patterns and such and see what the temperatures were like then. And you were saying it's going to be basically retro between September and November. Okay, perfect. That'll be something to for me to do a little research on. Well, definitely an interesting fortnight we have coming up. And so, did you do some cards for this Fortnite?
I
All
did.
right.
I've got my cards here. The cards are good, I have to say. The cards have been pretty good lately. So, I pulled three cards. The first one is the Seven of Wands, and then I pulled the Lovers, which we have been getting, I think, quite frequently, and then the Strength card. So the Strength card, of course, is connected to Leo season. We're in Leo season at the moment. The Seven of Wands is all about, I mean, to me, it's about making sure that you have your psychic firewall up. You're protecting yourself from negative energy getting in, protecting your home, whatever you do energetically to do that. Don't leave your door wide open because that's an invitation for negative energies to come in. This is all like folk magic stuff that our grandparents knew or great grandparents, and people just don't remember anymore. So you can you can protect your house with stones. Put a stone in each corner and ask the spirits of the stones to protect your home. They have a spirit too. And it's just about protecting yourself from the negative frequencies that we get from social media and the news, just all of the stuff that we talk about each week. But quite important here is that because the Lovers is the second card, you need to protect your partner, make sure your partner's okay. And I kind of feel like maybe there is a partnership or a relationship or a couple out there, and they have had a lot of negativity, directed towards them by people that were pretending to be their friends, and then they turned out to be enemies. So these two have been through a lot, but they're still pretty strong. I think this came up before in another week that I did. So the last card is the Strength card. And okay, this I'm using my Game of Thrones deck here. So the cards have different images on them than the regular deck that I would use. But again, it's a person wearing armor. She's got a sword. She's really strong. She's very self-sufficient. And She has been through a lot, but she's wearing her psychic shields. She has her eye on this couple, so I think that a really strong woman is part of this couple. And these, to me, these cards symbolize like a new beginning on the new moon in Leo, and just lots of good energies coming in here. And if it isn't a couple, this is someone's business. Or this is someone's job. It's a new job that someone's getting and a new beginning. So these are good cards.
No, I love it. Those are amazing. And definitely Seven of Wands, protect self and home energetically. It's really definitely an important thing to keep in mind. And it reminds me of, it was an important thing to do. Because I can say around here at the Radiant Creators, compound, we definitely have lots of psychic protection. And it makes a difference. And so, whatever folk magic or methods an individual finds that works for them, do it. That would be a great exploration for this fortnight for people. How can you protect your home energetically? Just put that intent out there because it makes a huge difference. I could give a lot of examples, but it would take too much time. But we've implemented things that have made a remarkable difference. And then, not only in our own lives, but then doing those for other people. And people have been really surprised, and so have we, the difference it made in their life almost instantly. So these things work, people. Get your folk magic rocks on every corner of your house. And and so for cosmic weather this, fortnight, I would just throw out there, Thomas Sheridan, since we both know him, he's our happy little, Irish saint.
Well,
Maybe not, maybe not.
Okay. Yeah, he's a
Good
good
guy.
guy.
His latest one, and I'll link to it in the show notes. It's called An Epic Voyage 21, Thomas Sheridan. That was like 8 hours ago from before the recording of this, and he really mentioned something that's been culminating for us and culminating for a good number of people. It comes down to, truth strengthens you and untruth weakens you, and it's a question that I'm gonna ask. We're actually interviewing in the next week or so Aline Day McKusick, and she's a real nifty tuning fork energy healer. And one of the things that she mentions that if we want to be energetically healthy, I know this is one that Fiona practices, is speak truth all the time. Only be truthful, because when you're untruthful, even if it's just to get along with relatives and friends, it's ultimately weakening you. And, I almost might extend it. This is something that really I've been pondering a lot because the world, of course, is a bit off of balance right now. Is, how much negative news do you want to absorb? Because ultimately, like I was watching some, videos of the Australian government going full on Stone Age barbaric on the people there. You cannot leave your homes because you're bad, And it pissed me off, but I started thinking, well, if I was to do like muscle testing energetically, that would weaken me, And so it's really something to think about. When I think about cosmic weather this fortnight is, watch Thomas Sheridan's thing. I think he's really onto something. We are creating a parallel civilization next to the one that exists, and it's a more positive, futuristic. Humanity, I think, is breaking into different evolutionary paths, definitely at this time. And be part of the positive one. And just realize that most people, as he puts it, they literally think that the soap operas are real. Like, they think, he was talking about how some actors and actresses in soap operas in Ireland, like, they couldn't go to the pub because people would beat them up. Because, you know what I'm talking about? And it's just like. It's not real. It's not real. For God's sakes, it's not real. And so, if people believe that that's real, I mean, think about it. The ones who are watching the mainstream media, they think that stuff is real. So, it's really something. I think it was a great video that he put out, And I think it really just speaks to something that, we've really been pondering. I think we'll have a breakthrough in this, fortnight of, being oblivious to what's going on. Well, speaking truth all the time, getting that practice and realize that does definitely narrow your circle of friends a little bit, but it's probably good. And at the same time, really, how much untruth are you viewing? Because, and how much negative energy are you taking in? Because, we see friends who are sort of going down a bad path just because they're watching. If you want negative news right now, you don't have to look far. It's out there. And ultimately, it's untruth and it weakens you. And so I'm looking for that balance this fortnight. One of my little cosmic energy things that I'm working on is just, what is being aware enough of the world without being so aware? Because obliviousness is not powerful either. But where is that balance? Because really, right now, there's so much demonic, evil, untruth out there that weakens you when you see it. Like, where do you draw that line? And I don't quite know yet, but definitely, I need to get a little bit closer to the oblivious side of things, like not pure obliviousness to what's going on in the world, because that becomes weakness. But man, I gotta back off from knowing what's going on, because what about what you want to create? What is yours to create in this world? Right now, the dark forces are trying to shut you down and shut you off just by this just constant dark signal of negativity they're kicking out there. And like, what do you think of that? Like, you want to be aware. But gosh, it really is taking its energetic. Like, think of how many truth seekers who just look like hell. You know what I mean?
You have to live at peace as well. And I think the biggest source of negativity comes from, yes, the media, but also places like social media, where there's just this constant stream of like horrible stuff. So, I mean, look at your social networking sites for like, I don't know, an hour a day. Limit yourself and then go and do some beautiful things, because you're getting caught in that energy, like that really low frequency fear, sort of anger, whatever it is, and that's stopping you from creating. It's stopping you from being happy. So you don't want to go too far in there. It's good to be aware, but they're only concentrating on the really bad things. There's still a lot of good, beautiful things happening in the world.
Yeah, and be a part of some of those, view some of those, create some of those. Because, like, I feel a real pressure these days to just, shut down and let it all go to hell. And that's just not really good. So, yeah, fight that dark signal a little bit. None of us personally have to save the world, and we can't. It's not there for us to save. It belongs to everybody. And some people, they want to live in a very dark orc-like, existence where they're, I don't know, doing dumb things and being awful. So that's their right too. And that isn't the only evolutionary path or de-evolutionary path that humanity is going on. So, we don't want to let them shut us down this fortnight or in the future or now at all. That's really, I think, a challenge at this time, and that's good. I'd rather be working on that challenge than, I don't know, thinking, well, than be on some other path that, goes nowhere. So that's my little cosmic weather this fortnight. How about you?
Well, just to kind of touch on, something that you mentioned there about living your life with truth. And I totally agree with that, because when you people please, or you kind of like, I don't know, lied, like tell, white lies to keep the peace, you actually become unable to see truth in the world around you. So it's kind of Chiron is in Aries right now, and Chiron is demanding that you are authentic to yourself and to the people around you, because there's way too much deception going on with Neptune and Pisces. And by allowing that in our own personal lives, we've kind of created this mass deception that's going on at the moment. So it's each person's duty to be be truthful. Even if it pisses someone off or it hurts someone's feelings, you just have to kind of man up and do it anyway. You have to be truthful.
I like what you're saying because, yeah, every time we, view on truth, which we're going to see some, but especially, speak on truth, then truth becomes, well, something more distant from us. And then eventually we don't know what it is anymore. Maybe that's what happens to politicians, or maybe they were just always assholes. I don't know. Well, this has been great. I mean, I think we put out some powerful stuff, and I hope this helps everybody this fortnight. Definitely, everybody, check out Fiona's website. Of course, you're probably listening to this on her YouTube. Fiona Edgar Astrology. Well, actually, FionaEdgar.com, FionaEdgar.com. Check that out. It's great stuff. If you feel like it, check out radiantcreators.com. And I love seeing the numbers grow. I mean, this is fun checking in every fortnight anyway, but I am really inspired seeing, especially over on Fiona's channel, this grow every fortnight. And hey, everybody, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're checking it out. And, we will see you next fortnight.
Yeah, see you later, guys, and see you, Craig. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Have fun in your nice, beautiful, lush, foggy stone circle, and
Yeah.
I'll just make peace with Mars. Okay, you take care.
Okay.
Bye bye.
See ya. Bye.